T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From NFL on Fox, he'll be on the call play-by-play for the Browns and Seahawks this Sunday at 1. The great Chris Myers is with us on the hotline. Chris, how you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm good. Good. Good to be on with you guys. Hope you're doing well.
We are doing well, Chris, and but we are concerned about the Browns. Obviously, there were a ton of expectations coming into the season, and while the team has had some good moments, especially the performance against Baltimore, there's been more bad than good so far early in the season. As you get ready and prepare for this game, what has surprised you the most from a negative fashion, or if there's something positive, about the Browns so far in 2019?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it's a surprise, and we're only, what, 30% into the season. I think the expectations are more on the outside, obviously inside. Players and the coaches have their own standard. The Browns are a game out of the division lead. They haven't lost in the division. I know they've been kind of up and down, but I followed them. I watched. I've prepared and saw certainly the last couple of games, you know, the primetime games. I've been able to watch those a little bit more closely before we get to go to practice tomorrow and meet with Baker and the coaches and some of the guys. So I guess I'm a little disappointed in that the offense isn't more consistent and explosive. You know, I know there's some questions about the offensive line. I'm a believer in Baker Mayfield. I think between Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham, and I know you had the injury at the tight end position, and Chubb, I just expect more there, whether you outscore people or you control the ball enough to win the game. I know the injuries in the secondary have had an effect on the defense. I mean, Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett are two really outstanding players. So my from the outside looking, and we saw them in the preseason too, I covered the game when they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just think they have more talent than what their record is showing right now. And I think it was Jarvis Landry even said something today at one of the news conferences that maybe we aren't as good as we thought we were.
Yeah.
And that's a good, you know, if he recognizes that and says that, I think that's a good thing, because that means you got to, you know, everybody's got to do what they have to do to play better, and hopefully they will, because they really are a fun, from a national scale, I got to tell you, they're a team people root for, you know, other than their own team. You know, they hope, like when the Cubs didn't win the World Series, or the Saints all those years were a lovable losing kind of a franchise, the people are rooting, and I think that has something to do with the overhype and the over-expectations around the country. We want the Browns to be good in the city of Cleveland, to have some success with their football team.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Listen, Chris, I'd ask you this question. My take is adding Odell Beckham Jr. early in the season has, I think, added a lot of pressure on the Browns, and specifically Baker Mayfield. I think he's pressing, trying to force the football to get it to Beckham. And frankly, I think the coaching staff is pressing a little bit here too, because you look at what they did last week. I mean, they're running reverses and letting him throw the football just to try and kind of keep him engaged, and I think it's potentially holding the offense back. What do you think?
Yeah, no, and I you would know more closely in terms of from an every game standpoint.
Yeah.
It was a good thing that they went after Beckham. I mean, and I believe
sure.
Just because teams are calling about trying to trade for him, I don't think the Browns are interested. I actually talked to Odell in the preseason, and he loves Baker and his bravado, and I think that's a good combo for those two. But, yeah, when I've been around other teams, whether it's been, you know, when Randy Moss first went to a team or when they try to force to a certain receiver, it just doesn't work. And I think Freddie Kitchens, who I don't really know and look forward to talking to and spending more time with, I've been around him a little bit covering when he was an assistant, but he took some responsibility, and he should. I mean, his coaching staff, they've got to find ways, whether it's getting Baker, you know, rollouts or whatever, so he's a little more comfortable to get the ball to the right people at the right time. And I look, that game Monday night, too, and if Callaway hangs on to the ball, I know Kitchen said, hey, okay, I got to make sure a guy's ready and put him in the right position. But he's a professional player. He's got to catch that ball. It makes a whole, maybe they still lose the game, but it's a whole different dynamic to the game. So that's the part that where some of the players have to step up. But yeah, I don't think you ever want to force, if you're going to force the ball to anybody, let Chubb, you know, pound away and run and have some success there. But then again, in that Ram game, I know the coaching staff was criticized for running on that play where they needed the fourth down and they had the yardage. So when you're not winning or when you're inconsistent, they're going to come at you from all angles. But the bottom line is, I mean, this team is good. They have enough players, especially if they get Greedy Williams back and Denzel Ward on a healthy level. The division is there for the taking, especially with Roethlisberger out. And there's plenty of time to turn it around. And this is a game, you know, they're playing a very good team. But this is a game where they're at home and they have to do it before they get into the bye week and kind of find a rhythm.
We're talking with Chris Myers, NFL on Fox. Browns, Seahawks this Sunday, 1 p.m. Of course, we'll be on Fox. We'll be watching the game. Of course, I'll be at the game, though. I'm not going to be watching the game. Sorry, Chris. Most people will be, but I'm actually going to be at the game.
You'll be DVRing it, though.
I will be. That's true. I'll be DVRing it and watching it back. That's true, because I got to watch it back. But, you know, as you get – let's look at the Seahawks side of this, Chris, because we were just talking about Russell Wilson. I said yesterday that, you know, if I'm starting a team from scratch right now, I'd take Patrick Mahomes first, and then Russell Wilson would be my second choice. I feel like for years everybody looked at him kind of like, he's along for the ride. A little bit – that happened with Roethlisberger early in his career too, in a way. And now I think finally everybody's starting to come around and say, oh, my God, this guy is really one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Do you think he gets his due?
Yeah, no, not enough. Some of it's because of where, you know, the Pacific Northwest. You know, you're way
true
up there. You're like, you're different, so you don't get a lot of the publicity that you might in New York or Chicago or in Boston. But you're spot on about the kind of player he is. And you know, look, he had to be good. He wasn't drafted in the first round. He wasn't one of those quarterbacks, but he came in and beat out, if you remember, Seattle signed Matt Flynn to a big contract, thought they had their guy, and they quickly noticed that this is their guy, and he's gotten better. He's really worked at getting better every year. Reminds me, for old school fans, of Fran Tarkenton, the way he runs. He's got the wide hips, which allows him, and he's been smart about sliding and getting out of bounds so he doesn't get beat up physically. And I've heard defensive coordinators say, well, let's keep him in the pocket because his size, I think he's less comfortable there, but he can still beat you there. He's best on the run. I've gone to their practices before in Seattle. It's amazing. Everybody does scramble drills. Maybe the Packers and Rodgers do it as well, but I've never seen any team do it as well as they do, whether it was Doug Baldwin or now with Lockett. They just, when he starts running around, and I don't know how you prepare for that if you're a defense, because they don't really, when they do it, they're almost not preparing, but they do it so much, and he works at it so well that he makes plays like we saw in that Ram game. So, yes, he's having, and again, I hate getting ahead with an MVP after four or five games, but he certainly would be a leading candidate in that category. And look, the Browns have the kind of players up front and defensively that I think they can handle it. You're just going to have to be on them. But, yes, we're seeing a true emerging superstar. I mean, he's already been that. The guy's won a Super Bowl, but he's getting even better. I mean, these kind of numbers he's throwing up, 12 touchdowns, no interceptions so far, and 73% completion rate, which is a career high for him, are off-the-chart material.
I you know, you're right about the whole Pacific Northwest thing, because even though the Seahawks have been, you know, somewhat on the national stage, maybe a little less the last couple of years, but when, you know, going to the Super Bowl and because I think I look at Chris Carson, and I know he was a guy who was drafted really late, and I know he's had a little bit of a fumbling issue earlier this season, but I think he's one of the more under, like, we're talking about Russell Wilson being underrated. Nobody talks about Chris Carson. I think he's maybe the most underrated back in the league, Chris.
Yeah, no, and they've done a good job with that, and so is Lockett, really, when you talk about that.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
You know, they just don't get the attention. Remember, you're talking about this Russell Wilson get his due. You know, remember they were kind of Marshawn Lynch's team, right, when he had the power runs. And then they were really about the Legion of Boom and the secondary with Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman. And so through all this, Russell Wilson kind of made it all work, but he didn't get most of the attention. And now he's getting, and he deserves it through it all, too. He was getting it done, and now it's more on his shoulders. But, yeah, they're a unique team, and defensively they're getting a little better. I know they're complaining about they're not getting enough pass rush yet with Kadeveen Clowney on the defensive side. But that'll be interesting to see how that matches up. But that's the key, the Sunday's game. I mean, Carson, you're right, he could – in fact, if you go back, I guess him and Chubb, since they – started playing late last year. Since they were regulars in the lineup, they're two of the top five rushers in the league. I forget the other running backs that are up there, but I was going over the numbers. So both of those guys are capable of dominating a game, and the Browns defense will have their hands full, because even if you bottle up Carson, you know, then you got to worry about where's Russell Wilson going to go. He calls his tight end and Lockett, and it doesn't really matter. I thought he missed Doug Baldwin a lot more than he has, but he's found other receivers, including Lockett.
You think the Niners can give the Seahawks a run for their money?
Yeah, I do, but I'm in the minority on this. I still think the Rams, and I know they're adjusting to life without Todd Gurley, and they've had some defensive problems themselves, and they weren't very impressive even when they won that Sunday night game against Cleveland. They're going through some adjusting. I still think they're the best team in that division. The Niners are getting there, and that's why San Francisco playing the Rams this weekend is key. And Seattle, I think the NFC West actually got a lot better. They closed the gap on the Rams from last year, and the Rams may have slipped a little bit, but not that far down. So even with Kyler Murray in Arizona, it just makes them more dangerous. Seattle got a little bit better, and then Russell Wilson doing his thing and being healthier than he has been for the last couple of seasons. He had a bothersome ankle. So, the 49ers, Garoppolo on the spot, if you put him there. Look, I thought the Cleveland defense made some adjustments early in the game, you know, Monday night, that kind of could have changed the tide, had a few breaks gone their way, and the offense did more of its part. But I still think it's the Rams, and then the 49ers in Seattle will challenge, but you could get two playoff teams out of that NFC West.
Chris Myers, NFL on Fox. Chris, last thing, I assume you get a chance to speak to Baker before the game. What's something you want to know from Baker right now heading into this game?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we always have in these meetings, the production meetings, they're nice because there's no cameras rolling. They know we're taking notes, but there's no microphones or recording devices. So we get a little bit more casual and candid when they want to express themselves about things. And, I like his big personality, and he owns up to things when he doesn't do his part. I thought it was a great response when somebody hit him about, you know, Nick Bosa and how he was reacting. He said, hey, he's been, you know, he was planning it for 2 years. You know, that loss must have been on his mind. There's a little jab in there. So I haven't put all the notes together beyond the football notes about Baker, but I think I would explore a little bit more about, does he, around the league, is he at all concerned? Like he seems like he's not bothered by what other people think, but how it affects, you know, his team and the way he's perceived. With his personality, does he need to dial it back a little? You know, does he have to be himself? I've been around and interviewed enough athletes over the years where some people, that's who they are. That's what they have to do to succeed. Some people learn along the way. Okay, maybe I need to, you know, just tone it down a bit for our team's sake. Let somebody else be out front center, and then when we start winning and rolling, I'll take back over. So maybe that would be one thought. But having not met him or talked to him before, I am a fan from afar. As the way he plays, I think he's a terrific leader, and I have any doubt that he's going to be successful in the NFL. Now, this coaching staff, they really need to get in tune with him, from the offensive coordinator to the head coach, like he did last year when Freddie Kitchens was not the head coach, and I know there's an adjustment period there. And their defense really could be a little bit better, too, overall across the board, from what people tell me, other coaches around the league that are watching this team. But I'm excited to sit down with Baker, talk to him, and watch it play Sunday against a good Seattle defense.
You can watch the game, of course, 1 p.m. NFL on Fox, Browns, Seahawks. Chris Myers will be doing the play-by-play, of course. Chris, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, just one side note. I was born in Florida, but my parents, they're no longer with us, but Parma Heights, Shaker Heights, growing up, and as a kid, we'd drive from Florida back to Cleveland, Ohio to see relatives. So I always kind of have a soft spot a little bit for the Indians and the Browns from my relatives. So it's always good to get back to Ohio. So I look forward to being out by the dog pound. You guys have a good one, though.
Thanks, Chris.
So
appreciate
much, Chris. Have
it,
a good
man.
Call.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.